In this module, we will talk about the evolution of opera, some influential composers, and the transformation of style in Italy, France, and Germany. In 1613, following the Duke of Mantua, Claudio Monteverdi relocated to Venice, assuming the role of maestro di cappella, the person in charge of an orchestra, at the Church of San Marco. San Marco rivaled only by Rome's St. Peter's in Catholic Europe, boasted considerable financial resources, attracting artists of diverse talents. Under Monteverdi's guidance and that of his successors, Venice soon became the primary epicenter of opera. While early operas were initially performed for private audiences in Florence, the opera for a real public started in Venice with the inauguration of the Teatro San Cassiano in 1637. The allure of opera quickly captivated Venetian merchants and professionals, prompting the opening of 17 theaters and the production of an impressive 388 operas by 1700. Venice emerged as the New York City of its time, a vibrant center of artistic expression. Among the notable Venetian composers, Francesco Cavalli with over 40 operas and Antonio Cesti, a Tuscan maestro, played important roles. Cesti, in particular, had the merit of introducing Italian opera to the German-speaking world during his extensive employment abroad, leaving a lasting impact on Vienna. Another important Venetian composer, Antonio Vivaldi, not only worked on an extensive catalogue of concertos and religious compositions, but also sustained and expanded the Venetian opera tradition in Prague, Amsterdam, and Vienna, contributing to the widespread dissemination of Italian opera in Northern Europe. In a surprising twist, the next great composer in Italian operas was German, George Frederick Handel. He started composing Italian opera even before moving to Italy in 1706. His works drew inspiration from mythological subjects and ancient heroes. When he moved to England in 1711, he contributed to spreading the popularity of Italian opera in the Anglo-Saxon country. Following the flourishing era in Venice, Naples emerged as the second great Italian opera city, renewed for its exceptional schools for composers, musicians, and singers. Naples became a center of artistic experimentation. Leading composers of early Neapolitan opera, including Corelli, Durante, Giomelli, Pergolesi, and others, pushed the boundaries of melody, orchestral color, and the integration of tragic and comic elements. The Neapolitan opera extended across Europe, influencing Spain, Portugal, St. Petersburg, and France. As the 17th century drew to a close, opera, both in Italy and beyond, was firmly established, but undergoing significant transformations. By approximately 1720, two distinct forms of opera had crystallized: the grand and tragic opera seria, serious opera, and the lighter, more humorous opera buffa, comic opera. Pietro Metastasio, a prominent poet and librettist, played a key role in shaping opera seria, introducing fixed characters and conflicts between human emotion. The opera buffa, evolving from the intermezzo, portrayed everyday life, often in local dialects, with Carlo Goldoni, a Venetian writer, contributing significantly to its popularity and even collaborating with Mozart. So Pietro Metastasio played an important role for opera seria, and Carlo Goldoni an important role for opera buffa. La serva padrona, or the maid turned mistress, is a 1733 intermezzo by Giovan Battista Pergolesi that became a model for the opera buffa genre. It is 40 minutes long in two parts without overture, and it was written as light-hearted staged entertainment between the acts of Pergolesi opera seria, Il Prigionier Superbo. More specifically, each of the two parts, set in the same dressing room, was played during the intermission of the three act of the Prigionier Superbo to amuse people who remained in their seats. Transitioning to France, where opera had already established itself by the mid-17th century, the Italian composer Giovanni Battista Lulli, core composer for King Louis XIV, laid the foundation for French opera tradition. Thanks especially to Handel, as said before, in Germany the early years of opera were dominated by Italian influences. Later, German composer Christoph Gluck wanted to change how operas were made. He thought they had too many complicated rules. Gluck believed in something he called noble simplicity. This meant making the story simpler, having the orchestra play with the singer during talking parts, and making the singer more like an actor. He wanted the singer to focus on the story, not just singing well. The words in the opera should sound like a regular speech, and the music should be simple and easy to follow. Gluck's ideas shaped the future of German opera, but also had a big impact in Italy and France as well. In contrast to Gluck, who approached opera as a theorist, emphasizing drama, Mozart approached it with an intuitive understanding of human emotion. This allowed him to create characters with deeper psychological depictions than Gluck, despite the latter's rational approach. Combining Mozart's musical genius with Da Ponte's brilliant and witty words resulted in a harmonious fusion of elements: music, drama, characterizations, dance, spectacle, and orchestral color that approached perfection in Mozart's mature works. One of Mozart and Da Ponte's groundbreaking collaborations was the adaptation of Beaumarchais' controversial 1778 play, Le Mariage de Figaro, a comic tale of love between a servant, Figaro, and a maid, Susanna, in the households of the Count and Countess Almaviva. If the title of the play, Le Mariage de Figaro, is in France, the title of the opera is in Italian, Le Nozze di Figaro.